I've been a barber for a long, long, long time. My dad was a barber for me, and I got five cousins that were barbers. And I've been doing this for 60 years.
You got to cut Mr. Firestone's hair?
Oh, for a long. Finest gentleman you'd ever met. You'd never know he was worth a penny. Good gentleman. He had me out to his house quite a few, and my wife, and had us out there and showed us all around. And I cut his house all the time on the Thursdays.
Why Thursdays?
That's the day he picked. Oh. And I went out every Thursday. And this one time he said, "Gene, can you spend a little extra time with me?" And I said, "Sure, Mr. Firestone." And he said, when I got there, he said, "Leonard's coming in. He wants to see you." Now, Leonard was from California. He was one of the other brothers. So Leonard got there, and we talked, and how are you doing? Now, I never knew the father. Just Raymond was as far back as I wanted, age-wise. And he said, "Well, Gene, this is my last haircut." And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "I said, I do a bad job." And he laughed. He said, "Oh, no." He said, "I'm going to Cleveland. I got a room in the hospital. And I'm taking myself off all my medication." He gets tired of medicine. And he took himself off all of his medication, and 4 days he was dead. I cried like a baby.
Sure.
Wow. And they had me out at the funeral, let me ride with whoever I wanted, just treated me like I was part of the family. So, and Raymond was a gentleman's gentleman.
And you were at the company cutting for anyone,
everybody
employees.
Anybody that had in the offices that had a, was on salary that could leave their jobs for long enough to get a haircut, which was roughly 18 minutes. Because it only took 2 or 3 minutes to get over. And I'm a fast barber. And I give them good haircuts, though. Yeah, but Raymond was a dear, dear friend of mine. And I went out to his farm quite a few times fishing with him, too. We were like buddies. Raymond was a gentleman's gentleman, I would say. And you could ask him anything. He'd tell you anything.
What's something you remember him telling you that you asked him about?
Well, the one time we was going to go fishing, he said, "Gene, why don't you call me Raymond or Ray?" I said, "Well, I could do that, but I don't feel comfortable." He said, "Gene, we're going to fish." I said, "Okay." So we went out. He was on one side of the lake, and I was on the other. And I caught the first fish, and it was a big bass. I said, "Hey, Ray, look at this." And he laughed, and I laughed. That's the last time I called him Raymond. We both laughed the way it sounded, me calling him Ray. So from then on, it's Mr. Firestone. And I love the man. Can't say nothing much about him, boy.